Recording with the family in mind. 3, 2, 1. Money anxiety for couples. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. If you have poor money management skills, you may experience hypertension and anxiety every month when the bills are due. It's the first of the month and here we go again. Isn't that how you feel? This state of mind is unhealthy emotionally, physically, and spiritually, as well as financially. Don't be afraid to confront your money management issues and talk about them openly and regularly with your spouse or partner. It may take a while or yield only an incremental change, but consider money talks another form of family asset building. In general, people mismanage their money not due to a lack of effort, but because they are not equipped with financial know-how. This lack of understanding can be further magnified when entering a relationship like marriage. Money principles, the basics of home finances, aren't regularly taught at the family dinner table or even in the nation's schools. Financial books and other tutorials often present complicated content that can only be appreciated by people who have long understood and built upon the basics. You are in charge of your money management. Money has no conscience. It depends on yours. In my book, It's Your Money, So Take It Personally, I talk about the thrill that two people feel upon falling in love and starting a life together. It is often a magical moment in time. Being caught up in love is wonderful, but lingering in that mindset can also lead to periods of denial about critical issues such as, you guessed it, money. I have met with and counseled countless people who overrode their logical decision-making processes only to make bad financial mistakes because of love or because they were afraid of having a confrontation. It's your money, so take it personally. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.